Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you're here. Happy Monday. It is the beginning of a new week, and I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited because I've set my intention on how I want to show up this week. So I'm going to ask you, how do you want to show up this week? How do you want to show up at work or at home or wherever? Do you want to show up as Debbie Downer or Negative Nancy? No shade if your name is Debbie or Nancy. Or do you want to show up as the woman who speaks her truth, stands in her truth, empowers others to become the best versions of themselves, and lives her life on purpose? I don't know about you, but I vote for the latter of the two. So let's talk about this week's inspiration, and perhaps that will influence you to want to become the best version of yourself this week. This week's inspiration was inspired by my conversation with Laura Davis, which I recently posted on Motivation to Write. She is a writing teacher and 7-time best-selling author. Her first book, The Courage to Heal, is about her childhood trauma. She was sexually abused by her grandfather and then the healing process that she went through. Laura believes in using writing as a tool for healing. And so I really appreciated our conversation because she talks about how difficult it can be sometimes to write down your story because it's painful, it's scary. And we talked about boundaries. I asked her, are there boundaries that should not be crossed when you're writing such a personal story that involves your loved ones? Because I'm not sure everyone knows, but I've known people who have decided to publish their stories and then the family just falls apart because family members feel hurt by the way that they are portrayed. They feel upset that the writer has quote unquote aired their dirty laundry and it's a hot mess. So how do we handle that? And I love Laura's response. She says, yes, there are boundaries that should not be crossed, but there's a difference between writing your story and publishing your story. If you're just writing your story, like in your journal or your diary, then you have every right to write all of your feelings, regardless of what other people are going to think or say, because this is your private writing. By all means, get it out on paper. But if you're going to publish, you might want to practice some wisdom and some discernment because it could cost you some relationships that could take years and years and years to repair. And remember, publishing a story is not about villainizing people and getting revenge. Publishing the story is a process beyond the initial just writing it down and getting it out that involves showing yourself first as the person who experienced pain, who might have been wronged, but then goes through this arc of development in which they discover self-compassion and empathy for the people that they villainized at one point, and they come out at the end of the story as someone who is self-aware, has learned, and is a better person. That takes time to write that story. And that's a healing process in and of itself. To get there first, yeah, you do have to emote and get the rawness out on paper. And that's what I was thinking when I came up with this week's inspiration, write your truth, heal your life. That private writing is so crucial. The private writing is when you begin to excavate the pain, excavate the bitterness, the hate, the doubt, the frustration, and discover who you are underneath all that pain. Because when we're in pain, when we feel we've been wronged, when we've gone through trauma or loss, we tend to lose ourselves. We're so blinded by the pain that we don't see how that pain is affecting our choices, how that pain is affecting us physically, how that pain is affecting other people's experiences of us. We don't have a lot of self-awareness when we're in that pain. But when we begin to write that down, when we begin to get our feelings out on paper, now there's some space between us and the pain. Now we can see our pain on paper and breathe, right? Take a deep breath. And then that's when the healing process begins. Because when there's some space between us and the pain, we now have space to think, to consider, to meditate, to become self-aware of how this has been affecting us and our loved ones. And then you begin to discover the reasons behind the pain that you really didn't even understand in the first place. I recently had an experience with my own mother where she told me that she always thought that as a young person that I hated her. Now, I was shocked when she said that because I never hated my mother. Of course, when I was a teenager, I mean, all teenagers, you know, have moments when their parents get on your nerves and you may not like them. They probably don't like you either. But I never felt that I hated her, and I never told her I hated her. I couldn't tell her that, or she would just slap the crap out of me if I said that. But when she said that to me, I realized that I had so much pain as a young person with my own trauma, including my parents' divorce and separation, and I hated myself as a young person. And when I hated myself, I treated others with that hate. That hate showed up as anger. The hate showed up as passive aggressiveness. The hate showed up as me wanting to isolate and don't say anything to me and just leave me alone. And so her experience of that was, my daughter hates me. That's the power of the pain. But when I got older, and I did this exercise just recently, I started to write down my pain in the voice of the age in which I experienced the pain. So I write down the pain as a young person and what happened and how I felt. And then when I get that on paper, then I can breathe. And then I write a letter of forgiveness to that young person for being so angry. I write a letter of forgiveness to the person that I feel wronged me. And that starts the healing process of self-compassion and empathy for the people in my life who I feel did wrong toward me. That's powerful. Because if you just want to write out your feelings and then post it on Facebook, well, instead of healing, that's just going to cause you more strife and stress. But when you write privately, for the purpose of excavating, discovering self-compassion and empathy, then you grow into the person that you know you can be beyond the pain. So, how are you going to use writing this week? If you have any instance in your week where you feel angry and upset And your usual reaction is to, in the moment, bite back, yell, accuse, or become passive aggressive and, you know, act like nothing's wrong when obviously something is wrong. Then I encourage you to open up a journal when you have that moment at the end of the day or whenever, and just write it all out on paper and take a deep breath and see what's there and see how you can begin to heal that pain. Because when you begin to do that, you begin to take back your power. I am out of time, but I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's inspiration. And if you enjoy the weekly inspirations, I encourage you to sign up for Motivation to Write Plus, which we'll be launching in February, which is just like a day away. Well, it will not be launching in a day, but it will be launching in the beginning of February. So be on the lookout for that. Be on my mailing list, and you can find that on zazo.com. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood and Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. I would love your input. I have a survey on my website in developing this new Motivation to Write program. So if you would like to give in your two cents, then please, by all means, just two questions I'm asking in the survey. And I would very much appreciate that, because this is an effort that we're doing together to become the best versions of ourselves. We are using writing as a tool for our own healing to become the best versions of ourselves. So I hope you show up as the best version of yourself this week, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.